Duke Ellington's orchestra was one of a host of jazz acts that appeared regularly at the Apollo Theater. Ellington's music is familiar to many. He wrote more than 1,000 compositions, and many of them remain jazz standards today. Duke Ellington's body of work can be daunting for musicians who attempt to put their own stamp on his well-known compositions. Bandleader and composer Graham Reynolds tackled 7 Ellington pieces from the 1930s and 40s, and the results appear on his latest album, Duke, 3 Portraits of Ellington. Graham Reynolds joins us from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Graham, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, Graham, what were you thinking? Because Duke Ellington, he's one of the biggest jazz artists ever. And there's a little bit of a who-do-you-think-you-are element, I think, to this.
Sure.
when you see an album like this. So what were you thinking?
Well, at first I was trying my best not to think. This was... I compose every day, pretty much. And I'm writing music constantly, whether it's film, dance, theater scores, or my own music, or chamber music, or whatever it is. But I like to perform. And so I said, I want a vehicle to perform that is something I don't have to think about as a composer, that I'm thinking about as a band leader, as an arranger. But it really, ultimately, I want to have fun with it.
Now, the album itself, you did narrow it down to 7 songs,
yes.
But the album is actually divided into 3 parts. There's the sort of big band portrait, and then a string quartet version, and then, you know, the remix with 2 X's. It's like,
right.
Get the DJs involved and totally doing a new twist on the songs. Let's start with something from the band portrait. And the song we're going to play here is It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
The first thing I wanted to do with this track was to have it really not swing.
Why?
Well, for a couple reasons. I grew up playing jazz, and but it didn't come to me organically. My thinking was always a little bit more rock and even a little bit more classical. And so,
yes, because the horns here are sort of growling in this song. And
yeah,
it's not
exactly
what you expect, when you have a certain imprint in your mind of this song, which is sort of a definitive swing song.
Right, exactly. I mean, the title says it all. And there's some swing left in it, and there's some swing left in what we did with Cottontail. But I tried to straighten it a bit so it could rock in a way. And we could cut loose in that direction.
We're talking with Graham Reynolds about his latest album, Duke, 3 Portraits of Ellington. Let's move to the second set of songs, which are all performed by string quartets. And let's go back to It Don't Mean a Thing.
So, Don't Mean a Thing has this descending bass line, and that framework is essentially all I took from Don't Mean a Thing and repeated that framework, but then wrote something new on top of it.
What are some of the challenges of reimagining the music in this particular format for string quartet?
Actually, in some ways, having starting material makes my job as a composer a lot easier. The hardest stage of creating something is the idea. And so if you've got a pool of ideas and a palette, you're a huge way towards your finish line in a way that you wouldn't be if you just sat down and say, okay, I'm going to write a piece. But instead, I'm writing down a piece that's inspired by this other piece with these specific instruments, and then ideas come much more fluidly that way.
Now, the third part of the album, as we mentioned, is the remix portrait, and it features the band and the string recordings remixed by DJs and music producers. So just to give people an example of that, we're going to play DJ Spooky's version of It Don't Mean a Thing.
So we've worked with DJ Spooky a couple times for my soundtrack, Scanner Darkly. He remixed a track there, but then we did another composer here in Austin and I, Peter Stepchinski, he and I both did string parts for Spooky's last album. So we had been developing this relationship for a while. And the most fun thing about remixes is you send off the tracks and then you really have no idea what's going to come back. And it's always exciting.
What has this exercise essentially taught you about yourself as a composer?
You know, I listened to a lot of Ellington as I was working on this project, in music spanning decades and decades from the 20s to the 60s, and seeing how he evolved over time and seeing how he accepted new collaborative partners like Billy Strayhorn relatively late in his career, and how he was able to keep his mind moving in exciting new directions gave me sort of hope that I can be that open to influence and that open to sharing.
Composer and band leader Graham Reynolds, he joined us from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Thanks so much, Graham.
Thank you.
Graham Reynolds and the Golden Arm Trio's latest album is Duke, Three Portraits of Ellington. You can hear more music at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Audie Cornish.